You know, I didn't realize this, but Comcast has opened up their Netfinity routers in Houston for public Wi-Fi. So 150 subscribers, 150,000 home users. Comcast has been working with them to open up their Wi-Fi networks to Netfinity users that are traveling with their mobile devices or computers so that it's free Wi-Fi for Netfinity subscribers.
Wow.
And it will not impact their home wireless speeds at all. And the home users have the ability to opt out if they choose that.
This is Netfinity?
Yeah, Comcast, Netfinity.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Well, folks, there's something to look
Hopefully
into.
Hopefully that's a future to come. You know, what a way to spread free internet.
Paul, you on the notes here, it says that you're going to have something to tell us about the Xfinity Wi-Fi. Experience.
Like you guys had mentioned, it's a great plan. It's wonderful. What they want to do, I think they're going to put it into like 50, 55,000 homes down here. They want to make Houston a hotspot Wi-Fi area. Mm-hmm. They claim is the key word. It will not affect your upload-download speeds.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be hacked. Anything you currently have will also still be private.
Right. It completely separates home traffic from traffic on the Wi-Fi network that
so
it's sharing to the
what
public.
What is this thing? How is it different from anything that's going on right now? Maybe you can explain that.
Well, right now, I mean, the Wi-Fi is dedicated to you, and then when you work with Comcast, they give you this special password to connect to your own home wireless. What Comcast is doing with this special modem, the most recent modem that they're updating, is the users will have a dedicated connection and a private connection to their home Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also opened up a free Wi-Fi channel.
But your modem then becomes a hotspot for a whole bunch of other people.
Exactly. You and your neighbors and their two friends and so on and so on and so on. And so you could pretty much drive your car through most of Houston, theoretically, and have Comcast connection with you and not use up your cellular charges, if you will, for your data charges on your cellular provider.
Now I understand what it is. Wow. Paul, do you have that in your home?
We have Xfinity, Comcast, whatever you want. First, I believe, is the word.
Yeah.
And you have the option with them of opting out of this.
Oh.
If you don't want to become a hotspot.
Yeah. What are you thinking of doing, Paul?
Opting out.
Really? Why?
I don't know. There's so many different things going on with all these different breaches of security and stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What would it take? You know, it's like, let me tell you the one about the fat man and the flying reindeer, okay? this is how I look at it. And
Paul brings up a good point. A lot of things people have told us they've said are safe. Do online internet transactions and purchase our goods from our commodities online. It's safe. Well, look what happens. You know, people are
Target.
Are,
Target.
You know, but it's safe.
Yeah.
You know, so I could see your caution there.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. There's going to be identity theft because you know you get a MasterCard application with checks in the mail. Somebody lifts it. You know, they've already got your identity and run up the bill.
Well, in this particular case, though...
I don't think that's going to happen
I don't think it's going to happen with this particular thing. You'll get a unique code, which will let you then access the Comcast system through your own hotspot and any other that you happen to run into, and that unique code will always be recognized in Houston as... This is Paul Sr. as he travels around.
Right. None of the public's internet traffic will actually make it to your home wireless. I mean, one of the things they're doing is they have a new modem, and the newer wireless routers that they have support the ability for multiple channels. So one channel is dedicated to you, the other channels are dedicated to the public, but you get the priority. You get the priority connection.
Here's another kicker with that, though, is that up until this moment, you can go to the store and buy a modem that's compatible to them, give them the old one, and save yourself $7-8 a month.
That's right.
So now, I don't know if you're going to be able to do that.
No, probably not. I would not.
Well, you probably could, but then you wouldn't be able to participate in this plan. I don't know.
I got to wait and see some more, but
I think
just wanted to let you guys know.
No, that's good. Thank you for... go ahead.
It was in the local paper down here earlier this week, and I wish I would have kept it.
You know what you can do, Paul, for us and for the other listeners who are on right now, since this is kind of an experiment and it's being run in your backyard. By the way, for those of you who don't know, Paul Sr. has been one of our favorite faithful listeners for, oh my word, I don't know how many years. And you were up in Harbor Beach, right?
I used to be in Harbor Beach.
Up in the thumb of Michigan and suffering the cold, cold winters up there and the ruthless blasts of cold off of Lake Huron. He decided, that's it.
That's it. Done.
He's
done
down.
With this.
Now he's down in a bigger body of water with the Gulf of Mexico.
Don't they have bigger storms down there, Paul?
Yeah, they're called hurricanes.
They have thunderstorms, and they'll tell you they're going to get one, but then it misses you. It's really spotty, but we do have hurricanes.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that, I would tell you, that too. I'd rather rake leaves in January than shovel snow.
All right, Paul. Thank you so much for calling us on that particular point. And we will pay attention. And as you experience this down there in Comcast territory in Houston, where they're doing this experiment, folks, where you'll have a modem put on your house that will be not only for connecting you to the Internet, but then a number of other people within the reach of that modem will have their own special code to get in. They can't get into your channel, but we'll get into their own channels on that hotspot and be, if they're even just driving by, be able to get the benefit of Comcast's speed and throughput down there.
Right. 500,000 people already have the modems installed in the Houston area. And what Comcast has done is they've already enabled 50,000 of them. This week or next week, they're going to enable another 100,000.
All right.
And then the users have the option to opt out.
Hey, Paul W., let us know how things go down there, okay? I should say,
okay,
Paul
Happy
Senior.
Father's Day.
Hey, thank you too. Yes, that's right. Happy Father's Day, Paul Senior.